I'm glad the Lord's good to us still.
Yeah.
Amen.
He makes care of
us. Yes, he does.
That's right. He's all there by God.
The only
that's
one.
He's all there by God.
Yeah.
That's it.
Praise the Lord.
All there by God.
The only one that cares enough to help.
And no matter how tough things get or what comes along, God is still being good.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should. We should always be happy. Right. He's good. He's good. Turn with me if you would.
Dylan.
Yes. Okay. Anyone else have anything?
It's a good thing to be a Christian.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah, it is.
Hallelujah. Thank God where he brought us from.
Yes. Amen. Anyone else? Okay. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of James. I'm amazed at how God works sometimes, Brother Bob. I struggled and I stumbled trying to find, you know, trying to feel God's stir my spirit and feel him point me in a direction on the where to go all day long. And I couldn't find it. I had messages, you know, that I had studied out and thought maybe I could use tonight or, you know, if God saw fit to do whatever. he kind of just threw it all out the window. And I walked through those doors and I began to think about prayer. And prayer is the only, basically the only thing that's been sang about today. It's been talked about a lot. And so that's what we're going to be preaching about, is prayer. And, you know, you can't deny God's power when he does stuff like that. So turn with me, if you would, to the book of James, chapter number 5. We're just going to read one verse of scripture, so don't stand. You don't have to. James chapter 5, verse 16 begins to read like this. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And that's all we're going to read. But I just ask and I implore you to just to pray that God will do everything he needs to do. I was kind of worried, if I'm going to be honest, when I couldn't get anything pinned down, Brother Henry. Nothing would come into my mind. Nothing would even seem like it stirred my spirit. I was kind of worried. But then when I walked through those doors, I began to think about prayer, and then all of a sudden everything's about prayer. And God just kind of began to stir my heart, and he began to show me things, and he began to deal with me that this is what needs to be prayed about. Now, I know that we all know that prayers are our best tool that we can use as Christians. I know that we all know that prayer is the one line that we have to God. I know that we all know these things. I know that we're aware that God answers through prayer, and I know that we're aware that God answers our prayer, and I know that we're aware that God loves to hear from his children via prayer. But I began to think about how powerful prayer really is. And then this verse of scripture came to my mind about the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now, I know we've all heard that verse of scripture probably a million times if we could put our heads together and count the times that we've heard it in a message. But I began to think about just how precious that scripture is, that verse there about the effectual, fervent prayer. Now, effectual means effective and fervent in several different places in the Bible, but in this context, it means, let's find it here. I begin, it's supplication in this context, but in other contexts, fervent means passion, fervent means heat, fervent means hot, fervent means that it's alive in several different places that fervent is used in the Bible. And we'll probably end up using all those terms in this message today, if God will allow. But I begin to think about how that if we effectively pray, and if we have an effective meaning behind our prayer, if we put our effectiveness and we put our whole heart behind the prayer that we pray to God, that's an effectual and a fervent prayer. I began to think about how, Brother Chester, there's times in my life where I would pray to God, and it was kind of just one of those one, two, three. They call it a one, two, three, repeat after me prayer a lot of times, where you just kind of repeat the same thing that you always repeat, kind of like you're stuck on repeat. But I began to think about how many times in my life that God has really been able to pull a prayer out of my heart. He's been able to get something out of there, the things that come out of my mouth that I didn't even know I was worried about. But then all of a sudden I began to pray, and God, I began to pull my heart, and he began to pull the words out, and he began to help me pray, and he began to help me know what I needed. And then all of a sudden, there I am. I'm just overwhelmed by God. I spitting, snotting, crying everywhere. And there's things that I didn't even realize that I needed, that God, I began to pull out of my heart. And I thank God every day that there's some times in my life that I've had an effectual, fervent prayer that I've really gotten. They say a lot of times my generation, they tell you sometimes they want you to speak truth to them. They tell you, get real with me. I want you to be real. I want you to be honest. I'll tell you something. There's a lot of times in my life that I've gotten real with God, and I've gotten to the point to where there's nothing else I could do but beg and plead and just ask him for help. When it began on the day that I prayed for my life, I didn't understand why I was praying. I barely knew what I prayed. But I knew when I begged him for mercy, and I told him he had to save me, and he came into my heart. It was an effective, and oh my goodness, it was effective, and it was passionate, and I meant it. And that's the kind of prayer that God answers today. I want you to know, now I know that there's times in our life where we kind of go through the motion. And it's just kind of our nature, Brother James, to kind of just lose sight of things. And that's just who we are. We're human. But thanks be to God above, that God, He sends down something for us, and we begin to pray. And He pulls things out of our heart and our mind and our life, that we weren't even aware, Bible Chan, that we were worried about. But that's why the Bible says that God knows us better than we know ourselves, because He knows what's going to be out ahead of me. He knows what's behind me. He knows what's beside me and on the other side. He knows everything about me. He knows what I need before I need it, even before it exits my lips. God's already got something in the works how to heal me or to give me something that I need or to bring something to me that I prayed for. But it's only because I've gotten real with Him, and I've had an effective prayer. I want you to realize something today, that if we don't pray effectively, my goodness, God will not hear it today. Hey, I'm going to be honest with you now. There's times in my life where I've just gone through the motion. I've just kind of uttered a prayer just because I knew I had to, Brother Chester. I'll tell you what. There's times when I pray over my food, and I pray the same prayer like 5 times in a row, Brother Bob. Shame on me. It's God. God in every way, shape, and form, Brother Bob. I could poison that food that I put in my mouth because I didn't have an effective prayer. That's how serious God is. That's how much He loves you and me. That He just wants us to be effective. He wants you and me to talk to Him in a certain way. And if we do that, He'll answer our prayers today. If you've got people that are lost, get effective. If you've got people that are saved but they're out of God's will, pray effective. If you've got friends and family that don't even know God's name, pray effective, and God will answer and you'll get blessed. But we've got to get a realness and a serious note in our heart and our mind if we're going to pray effectively today. Hey, I want you to realize something now, that God, He loves to answer prayer. And now I'm going to say this right here, that God answers the little prayers, Mamma Jan, just as much as He does the big prayers. God can, people call it the C word, God can heal cancer just as much as He can get you safe to work if you pray for it. But thanks be to God above, no matter what you pray for, if it's effective and if you mean it, then you truly want God's help, He will be there today. Hey, I want God's help in this life, Brother Bob. I want to pray to God and Him know that I mean it. I want to pray to God about my kinfolk, and I want God to know that I truly mean it from the bottom of my heart, that I want to see Him walk an aisle. Oh my goodness, take a step of faith. Even that they don't understand, Brother Henry. They may not understand, because I didn't understand. But I couldn't help but step out that day. Even up until that day, there was something that was holding me back. February 26th in 2006, God pulled all the stirrups out, and He pulled out all the brakes, and He pulled out all the stumbling blocks, and He pulled out all the excuses, and my foot began to move, and my goodness. I don't know how I got there, Brother James. I could have flown. I could have walked. I could have ran. I could have rolled. I could have crawled. I have no idea. But all I know is that somehow I got to the altar, and because of an effective prayer, I got up a different person. Aren't you glad for me? I know my grandpa back there. I love hearing his testimony, where he talks about sitting on a fence outside of a church in the middle of August, in the middle of a revival that had been gone way past weeks that it had been set for. But God, I believe this in my heart, that God extended that revival so that my papa could be on that fence and hear the gospel
and get saved. Oh, and then somewhere down the line, my daddy, I could come into this church and get saved. Then somewhere down the line, I could be at Shady Grove on February 26, 2006 and get my dose of God. Oh, and it's all because of an effective prayer today. Hey, we'll never find God on our own, Brother Bob. Oh, we wouldn't be able to find him with a search warrant. Oh, but thanks be to God above when he finds you and me and he blesses our heart. Oh, and we can pray some effective prayers today. Oh, I don't believe, Sue, that anything's by chance. I believe everything that happened in my dad's life, my grandpa's life, his parents' life, happened so that everything could fall into place for each one of us. That's how much God cares. That he doesn't just look at you. He looks way farther back than you've ever even seen. There's people that I see pictures of when my grandpa pulls out photos. Or my mom or my dad pulls out photos. Oh, I don't even recognize their face or their name. Oh, but thanks be to God that they were placed where they were so that they could pray some effective prayers. Oh, and oh, thanks be to God above so that I can learn that effective prayers is what God hears today. Hey, I'll say it like this. Hey, Brother Mike, if we want God to really bless us, let's start setting an example. If we want God, Brother Chester, to blow the roof off of this place and to bust down the walls and to have to build on, oh, we have got to get some effective prayers going. We've got to let God know that we mean just as much business as he does. Oh, but if we don't pray, the people that come in here that may or may not ever come back, they may not ever understand what effective prayer is if they don't see God's people praying effective today. Hey, I began to think about some of the people in the Bible who prayed effectively. And I mean, my mind, I kept going back to Hannah. We all know that she was barren and that she couldn't have children. Oh, and her husband's other wife had several, and she always had said that she would bother her all the time. I believe it said a tempter, she got tempted sore, maybe. A lot of times that means that she just badgered her to death. She beat her down. Oh, but Hannah, she knew what to do. She knew that God would move if she would just pray an effective prayer. Oh, and the Bible said, that she got down by the temple. Oh, and she began to pray. And somebody noticed her and thought she was drunk. Oh, but she said, I'm not drunk. I'm just praying. Aren't you glad today that the world doesn't understand it? Oh, but they can notice when God is blessing you today. They don't have to understand. All you got to do is tell them that you're praying for them, that you love them, and that God is going to move. And they can't deny it today. Hey, don't you know that Hannah, she was just begging God for a child. And she said, Lord, if you give me a son, I'll get him right back. Oh, and here we are. Here comes Samuel. And now I can almost imagine, Mamma Jan, that Hannah had no idea that her son was going to be such a pivotal point in the Bible. Oh, but thanks be to God above. When you get some effective prayers and you just trust God's going to move and you don't care what the outcome is and you get real with God and God gets real with you, oh, and he begins to bless you. Aren't you glad today that we can see the fruit of our prayer in our children or grandchildren or our family members? Oh, but we've got to be the ones that pray effectively first today. Hey, Samuel may have never been born unless Hannah got real with God. Samuel may have never been the man he was unless Hannah didn't keep her promise. She could have kept him home. She loved him. Oh, but she chose to keep her word and to take him back when it was the time that she chose to take him back. When he was done, when he didn't have to nurse anymore. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. How many times have you and I promise God to pray effective. I went and backed out on him because we were too worried about what we were praying about, or we didn't want to give it up. Oh, thanks be to God above. Let's take a page out of Hannah's book and give God everything, even if it means we lose a little bit of something today. I would rather have peace in my heart with God than to keep whatever I cared about today. Hey, I know. I can't imagine what a mother feels for her child. Because it grows inside of them. Oh, they give birth to it. There's a special connection. Oh, but me as a dad, me as a father, I can't imagine having to give my son up. Oh, but thanks be to God above. I can take a page out of Hannah's book, and I can realize, oh, that there's things in life that are worth giving up to be blessed by God today. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to give my son up. I never would. They'd have to kill me first. Oh, but I begin to think about, spiritually speaking, some things that I hold on to. They're not worth not being blessed by God today. Brother James, Hannah realized that if God was going to bless her, she was going to have to do something in return. How many times, Brother Chester, excuse me, how many times have we, Mama Dear, tried to pray, but keep something back? Oh, when it don't work, it blows all to pieces. Oh, but when you truly commit and you truly give God everything in your prayer and it becomes an effective one, God blesses all around. Samuel touched so many people's lives. Oh, and thanks be to God, it was because Hannah followed God today. You may not understand why. God wants you to go in a direction you do, or he does, I mean. You may not understand why God wants you to give that up, Brother Jerry. I don't know. You may not understand why God needs you to do a certain thing, but we don't see out ahead of us. We're just temporal people. We just live in one day at a time. Oh, but God has seen every day from the first one to the last one, and he knows what's going to happen. Oh, so I better trust in him and know that he's got my best interest. The Bible says that God told him there in one spot that he knew his thoughts toward him and they were for good and not for bad. So if we know that, we better believe that if we pray to God and we get real with him, that he'll get real with us and he'll take our prayer and he'll stretch it out and he'll just bless everybody he can with it. And I just want to be that man that prays to God and means it and leaves it all at the altar or at his feet, or however you want to look at it. All I want to do is start praying effective today. I began to think about some other spots in the Bible, and I don't know how much longer we're going to be up here, but I began, Brother James, to look at some spots in the Bible, or just not look at them necessarily, but think about them and kind of play them back in my mind. And I began to think about Elijah when he was on, when he was facing against the prophets of Baal, and how much of that prayer, Brother James, meant to him, and how much power it showed that God had. Now we all know what happened there. We all know that the man of Baal, and there was prophetesses, women priests there. But the Bible nevertheless says that there were several hundred people that were calling out to Baal. Baal didn't answer. They were cutting themselves up. They were crying out. They were throwing themselves on the altar that they built. But Baal couldn't answer because Baal wasn't real. Aren't you glad today that when we call on our God and we begin to pray and our prayer becomes effective and our prayer is a meaningful one, that God begins to bend his ear down and he begins to listen just so sweetly. It don't take all day for God to answer no prayers. All it takes is your heart being in the right place, and God will rain fire down, and he'll bless your heart, and he'll fill you up, and the world can't deny his power today. Hey, Those people, Brother James, they had prayed to Baal all day long. Oh, they had even cut themselves. Oh, they did everything they could trying to get Baal to listen. Oh, but Elijah knew who the one true God was and that he would answer by fire today. Aren't you glad when God answers by fire in your life? Aren't you glad? I don't know how everybody else feels the Spirit. Oh, but there's times that it's been. That I know there's a man in the Bible, and I can't remember his name right now. But he said that he was never going to speak God's name again. But the Bible also says a couple scriptures later that he said it was like a fire shut up in my bones. And I couldn't help but talk about him. Aren't you glad today? Oh, that when God rains fire down on you and God puts fire in your heart and he sets a fire under you and he lets you know that you're ready to go, that you can do anything for God today. I don't know how anybody else feels the Spirit. Oh, but there's been sometimes, Brother Bob, that it's been so strong that it literally felt like my body was on fire. Oh, well, not a painful kind of fire. Not a fire that I was afraid of. It was an inviting fire. It was one of those times where I didn't understand what was going on. I had no idea, Brother Henry, what was happening. Oh, but it was so peaceful and it was so precious in my life that I was just like, God, let it burn. I don't know what's going on, but it feels good, and I just want to feel it some more. But we can't live on mountaintops all the time. Oh, but that doesn't mean that we ought not to praise God on our walk down the mountain. It don't mean that we ought not to praise God in the valley. It don't mean that we ought not to praise God when our feet hurt from walking the miles of life. We ought to praise God every day, every minute, every hour, and it better be effective if we want God to move in our lives today. Man, how can I pray effective, Dylan? How can I do that? How can I get that kind of power in my life? Hey, let's listen. Let's look at Daniel. We all know Daniel. I know we do. Oh, then we go. We all know, and I sang a song a little earlier about Daniel praying. Even Daniel had hard times. Oh, but nevertheless, the Bible don't say that Daniel stopped praying. The Bible says that he prayed for 21 whole days for God to answer. Oh, nevertheless, no doubt, he probably thought that God was going to forsake him. He probably thought that God was going to put him away. Oh, but nevertheless, he didn't even realize that there was an angel fighting his way toward him. Hey, we may not understand why God hasn't answered our prayer right here, right now, right then. Oh, but just pray. Keep praying, and God will come through, and your prayer will come, and it'll get answered. The Bible said that the angel told him, just like the song said, that I had to fight the devil off, but I'm here, and I'm here right now. Aren't you glad today that God gets there, and he blesses in his time today? Do you remember Lazarus there when Jesus was 4 days late? In their mind, he was 4 days late. In their mind, he was Lazarus was already gone. But in Jesus' mind, Lazarus wasn't gone. Oh, he was just a prayer away. The Bible says that he prayed to his father, and he said, Lord, God, Father, I know that the power that you've invested in me and the power that you have. Oh, but I'm praying for these people to realize your power. Aren't you glad when we can pray a prayer like that, Sue? Oh, we can say, God, I know how strong you are. I know what you've done for me. Oh, but I'm praying so that somebody else around me can realize that you're real and that you love them and that they need to be saved or they need to get right. Oh, and listen, God will bring them out of the grave. Oh, and he'll call their name just because you prayed an effective prayer today. Hey, you say, how can I do that? Well, I'll say it like this. Just don't give up. You may think, well, I've prayed this amount of time and God's God's not answered yet. I've done this and God's not answered. I've done here, I've done there, I've gone everywhere and God hasn't answered yet. Just keep praying. Don't you remember that they set up something against Daniel? They knew they were going to catch him off guard because he prayed every day, three times a day. He would turn towards Jerusalem and he would pray. Oh, and they knew. They thought, Brother Mike, well, we got him now. They couldn't stand Daniel. The world can't stand you and me. They're going to try to do everything they can to trip us up and make us fall and fail. Oh, but if we just keep praying on God, we can see things happen today. Don't you realize that when Daniel got to Babylon, when he was taken away, he was in his teens. But in that spot in the Bible where it talks about him being getting caught in prayer, he was like in his 80s. So he'd spend all that time, Brother James, praying to God the same way every day. Oh my goodness, I want to do the same thing. If we want to get effectual fervent prayer, if we want to really know how to reach God, we need to take a page out of Daniel's book here, and we need to realize that one prayer sometimes ain't good enough. One prayer may be good enough on some occasions. Oh, but if God needs us to pray more and to be more effective and to have more passion behind it, or to have a more punctuation, or to have a more meaning behind it, we need to continue to pray so that God realizes that we mean it just as much as he does today. If Daniel didn't love God, he wouldn't have done what he did. He didn't care, Brother James, whether they found him praying or not. He didn't care, Brother Chester, if they threw him in the lion's den. He didn't care if they took his head off. He didn't care if they cut his tongue out, I can imagine. He didn't care what they did. He was going to talk to his God no matter what. And there wasn't nothing they could do about it. Aren't you glad today that we can have that kind of boldness? We can have that kind of strength? We can have that kind of fearlessness if we would just get ourselves in a point, in a place where we can pray effectively. Prayers today. Man, I really enjoy reading Daniel's stories. I really enjoy watching God bless him in life, even though he was in a foreign land. We're in foreign lands today. We're in a place that's not our home. We're in a place that doesn't care about us. Oh, but you notice here that Daniel still found favor everywhere he went. He was like one of the top people in Babylon. Oh, they had pulled him over there. They had set a bunch of people up. Oh, but Daniel was one of the most favored men that they pulled over. Why? Because Daniel was close with God. I don't care about if the world, I don't care if the world favors me or not. Henry, I really don't. If they like me, okay. But if they don't, okay. I don't care. You know who I care about? God. I care about pleasing him. Because he's the one that started my life. The Bible talks about us being dead in our sins and dead in trespasses and things like that. But the Bible doesn't just stop there, Brother Mike. It says that if a man is in Christ, he's a new creature. All the things that are before are gone, and you've got a newness of life to look forward to. I'm not who I was before. I'm glad of that. Because who I was before could never get a prayer through. Who I was before didn't care about praying. You know, when I was a kid and I was pretending to be saved, that's basically what I was doing. Brother James, I would just bow my head and I would pretend like I was praying. Sometimes I even fell asleep. How dare me. I'd bow my head and start to doze off. But when God saved me, it became different. I was praying all the time. I just couldn't wait. And it became real in my life. It wasn't just a story then, Barb. God wasn't just somebody I heard about inside of a book that I didn't care about. That I just grabbed from my nightstand on Sundays to carry so it didn't look like I didn't care. That day, this became my life. And it became what I prayed about. It became what I prayed for. It became what I cared about. It should still be that way today, Brother Sonia. But we've got people that have fallen by the wayside. We've got people who've lost their luster. We've got people who stopped caring. You know what it was? Their prayers became ineffective. When you start praying ineffective prayers, you start to lose power. When you lose power, you lose love. When you lose love, you lose your position with God. You'll never not be saved, but you won't be close. That scares me. I want to be close to God. The devil can't take that away from me. The devil can't take my soul. He can't take my heart. He can't. He might, I don't know, he may be able to take my breath. I don't know. But he can't take what's down inside. God sealed that. But you know what, Naomi? Every day in my life, he tries to keep me from being in the spot to where I can pray an effective prayer. That's his job, church. And he's good at it. But God's better at his. Brother James, get us on. Are we praying effective? Are we as close as we should be where we need to be? I'll be honest with you, I'm not. I need to move up. I need to pray harder. I need to pray more. I need to pray more effective. I need to stop letting my prayers be empty words. I need to start letting them be words full of the Spirit. Because that's the ones that God loves to hear the most. Sometimes I'm amazed that he loves me enough to even let me talk to him. And even still then, Brother Bob, sometimes I don't talk to him like I should. You know, if I ever called my dad and I got snooty with my dad, I know my dad enough to know that he would just hang up on me. He wouldn't even listen. He'd just hang up right then. God don't do that. I love my dad more than anything. But I love God a whole lot more. I love my dad more than my own breath. If it was me or my dad, I would take the bullet. I love him that much. But God loves you so much that he let his son take a bullet for you. He let his son bleed and die so that we could pray an effective prayer and get through and find our salvation. We wouldn't have, you know, they say all the time, as Brother James begins to sing, as we stand. They say all the time, I was as lost as a ball in high weeds. I'll say this. Salvation was that far away from me. I would have never been able to find it. But then there's a man that began to preach in the power of God. And that's the only way you can. And he showed me where I could go to get help. That's when I began to pray a fervent prayer. That's where I began to pray effectual prayers. Effectiveness. When I realized that the only prayer that God would hear was one that came from my heart. I'm not going to say that every time in your life you're going to pray a prayer that just brings heaven down. But we should aspire to. There's been times where life's been hard, Brother Bob. And I haven't been in a place to pray a prayer like that. That happens. But I thank God for the times that I could just feel heaven rain down like it did on Elijah. I love him. If you need to pray about anything, God's here. You can pray. You don't have to come up to the altar. You can pray in your seat. It don't matter. God hears you anyway. But I'll say this, God still wants to hear from us. It takes talking to him. If we want our life to change, it takes talking to him. If we want our life, our Christian walk to get stronger, it takes talking to him. If we want our lost to be saved, it takes talking to him. If we want our loved ones to come back, it takes talking to him. If we want to see our children get saved, it takes talking to them about it. My kids are 3 and 1 year old, and I still already talk to them about saving their soul. And just here recently, Asher began to ask questions. I'm not saying he understands, But that's a prayer that's going to be answered. I believe that in my heart. He wouldn't be what he wouldn't be doing what he is now. I can see the fruits of my prayers already. But it doesn't just have to be in a situation like that. We can pray that way about everything. When you can just see God move everything out of the way. It's almost like he just dials in and just is listening right to you at that moment. And you feel so loved. And you feel the connection just so strong that you can't explain it. We can pray like that every time, Brother Bob. Every time we could pray like that. Yeah, exactly. Wait, I'll say this much. God won't listen to us if we're fibbing to him. He knows if we're fibbing to him anyway. He knows the Bible says that he knows even the intent of your very heart. I don't even understand my heart. Sometimes it betrays me. I'll think one thing and my heart will, I'll think, okay, well, I'll do this. And then my heart will do something else. Our heart, it's wicked. The heart's just a wicked thing. But that's why God pulled out that nasty heart and he put in a new one. I love him today. You know, if there's one thing we can do, it's pray. I believe I said in the beginning of the message that it's a very underutilized tool. It really is. I want to start praying more. I want to start praying harder. I want to start praying more effectively. Because if God's ever going to move in my life, it's going to take doing just that. Is there anyone here tonight that's got something they would like to say or do before we close out this service?